Mr. President?
Yes, Bill, how are you?
Fine. I thought I'd just like to report to you on this United Kingdom problem.
Good.
We had a real crisis this time yesterday because I think what happened was that the rate action came too late, you know, on their part.
Yep.
And then they made a good many foolish statements about how they didn't really mean it.
Yeah, I heard that.
And the result was that confidence began to waver, and we had a real run on the pound. But this time last night, I got together with Dillon and Rosa, and Undersecretary Rosa performed extremely well at the New York Bank, and I got in touch with the governor of the Bank of England and told them that we wanted to help in every way legitimately that we could. And I think that we put together this package of $3 billion, which you're familiar with.
Yep.
And I believe the crisis is over for the foreseeable future. I just thought you'd like to know that what was really involved in this was if we had not taken these actions as a prerequisite to this, we wouldn't have been able to finance the problem that they were running into.
Yeah.
They're not completely out of the woods yet. I think they are, but they'll just have to stop saying that they're putting this surcharge on, but they don't really mean it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sort of thing just gets into the backwater and destroys confidence. And of course, ultimately, it would react on us. And I made it very clear to all my associates abroad that we have a very strong currency over here. We have a trade surplus of $6 billion. And if need be, we're going to meet all of our payments in gold. We're not going to play around with this.
No.
But I just thought you'd like to know what was involved in it from the Federal Reserve standpoint, and that everybody pulled together very well. And I think that this particular crisis, I know it's just one of your minor ones, but I believe we've got it resolved.
Well, I sure appreciate what you've done on it, Bill, and I think it. I have great confidence in you, and I knew that what you were doing and what you were saying to them, and I quite agree that if they would do a little more acting, a little less talking, and they might be easy to scare people, and I think that's what they've done, and I've got the same problem here. Let me ask you this. You reckon you might be a little help to me like you were to Eisenhower back there in 59 and put a little money in the till this year?
In connection with the International Monetary Fund addition, you mean?
Well, haven't you got a little surplus there that we might use in $200-300 million to help us on our budget? They come in here today with $108 or $109 billion, and you know what my taxes are going to be.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to cut the hell out of it, get it down, but when you go three, four, five, you go pretty far on all of them, and I'm trying to get rid of some of my stuff that'll bring me in some money and get a few payments made here. And I thought maybe you had a little surplus. I haven't got the figures, but I think back in '59, maybe didn't you add $200-300 million?
We had a little surplus then, and we paid it out.
Yeah.
We have twice the paid in capital.
Yep.
We probably could perhaps make a slight payment on that. I was thinking.
Take a little look at it, and I'll talk to you about it when I get back up there. I'm going to get my teeth in all this next week. I got my problem, my economic advisors. They think that, you know, a lot of them think that you got to spend a lot more than you take in, and I don't hold that view, and I don't want to bring on any dip or any recession or anything like that. And with all this other problem, but I sure as hell don't want to scare the country and think that I'm going to be wild and launch a lot of programs that make Eisenhower's deficits look like kindergartens. I'm just not going to do it. So what I'm going to try to do is pare these proposals down substantially. Advanced agriculture this year is over $1 billion just on the existing laws. But the crop reports are such that are going to run $1 billion over last year. Now that's one little outfit,
right.
without any new programs at all in education. That's over $1 billion.
Right.
And of course, I imagine our interest on our public debt's going to jump up some with this action. Wouldn't you think?
It will go up slightly, not a great deal, I hope.
Well, anyway, what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to settle my tide lands and pick up a few $100 million there. I'm going to try, I don't know how, whether we can continue. We'd estimated the sale of securities $2 or $3 billion, and that may give us some problems now with this thing up. But if you can take a look and see if I can, if you can help me any, I know you will.
Well, I most certainly will, Mr. President. I have that very much in mind. When we paid that out in 59, it was over and above what we had in terms of our contingency.
Yep.
Now I thought that I'll work with Kermit Gordon.
Get with him and Dylan, whoever you need to talk to there. I'll give you a ring when we get back, and we'll have a drink or a meal together, and maybe you can talk to me about that. Maybe also you can give me some ideas on the whole general economic situation.
Right. Be delighted to.
Because I don't want to rock this boat. At the same time, I don't want to get in a Hoover position where it gets beyond my control.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that right at the moment, the country has great confidence in you that you're not going to be just a wild-eyed spender.
Well, I guess they thought that over in Britain, too, but the first thing it did is hit them with $1 billion Social Security, and I think that's what kicked it all off, isn't it?
I think that's what started it, yeah.
We don't want that to happen to us, so let's try to plan it out ahead of time, and you... You have a background and experience and knowledge in this field that very few have, and I'm gonna tap it next week and I'll get back here.
Fine. Well, have a very happy Thanksgiving, Mr.
Thank you, Bill, and I'm thankful for you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.